Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 320 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 14th is distinguish one thing you can do every day for the next year to help you accomplish your dream. Devise how you can fit this one thing into your daily schedule. Today's challenge comes from our Fundamental of Success of Pursuing Your Dreams. Anson Dorrance, the longtime women's soccer coach at the University of North Carolina, who has won an amazing 22 national championships, said the following maxim, quote, "The vision of a champion is someone bent over, drenched in sweat, when no one is watching," end quote. Dorrance was inspired to say this as he drove to his office one day, and he saw possibly one of the greatest players he ever coached, and maybe one of the greatest players to ever step on a soccer field, Mia Hamm, as she was running uphill sprints on her own, outside of any required workout. I would like to point out two things about this idea in the context of writing our own story and working every day to live as the best version of ourselves. Number one is that it does not just have to be physical effort. Writing our own story also requires mental, emotional, and spiritual effort, just like the type of physical effort that Mia Hamm was producing running those uphill sprints. The pursuit of our dreams will require a total effort from us, and it will require discipline. As teachers and coaches, bent over and drenched in sweat may mean having the mental discipline to reflect on our interactions with our students and devising new ways that we can give feedback and correct them that will be most beneficial to their personality and to their mindset. Bent over and drenched in sweat may mean having the emotional discipline to not react negatively to a student who challenges us when we are having a bad day. Bent over and drenched in sweat may mean having the spiritual discipline to have faith when we get a poor evaluation from an administrator we may seem to have a personality conflict with. So the vision of a champion for ourselves as teachers and coaches does require physical discipline, but it also requires mental, emotional, and spiritual discipline as well. And the second point about this idea of the vision of a champion is that it requires us to have the discipline to make this type of effort every day. It is so easy to do things one time. We come up with a New Year's resolution and do it once or twice, or maybe for a week. We go to a conference or workshop and get excited about a new idea and try to implement it, but it doesn't seem to go well the first time, so we give up. We need to have the discipline to do things every day and to stick with it. For big ideas like dreams that we want to pursue, my favorite number is 365. I believe that for a big idea, a large goal, we need to make a commitment to stick with it for a year. As we've talked about before on the podcast, even if we pick a new project and it takes 1 year of commitment to see it through to fruition, that means in a normal lifespan, we will be able to complete 40 to 50 major projects during our adult life. And despite what we think, it does not take 8 hours a day in order to complete a major project. Just 10 minutes a day over the course of a year will yield us 60 hours of productive work. That's a week and a half of a typical work week. Imagine if you could devote 8 hours of work a day. Would you be able to get a major project done in a week and a half? I think so. So while we may not be able to find large chunks of time to pursue our dreams, I can guarantee you that we can all find at least 10 minutes a day. And I guarantee you that if you committed 10 minutes a day for 365 days, that you would be able to produce something valuable. Maybe in those 10 minutes a day, you can journal the lessons that you learn that can help generations of future teachers and coaches. Maybe in those 10 minutes a day, you could write personal notes to your students and athletes to build stronger relationships and deeper connections. But it takes a commitment to doing something each day to pursue your dreams over a long period of time. So how about you? Can you distinguish one thing you can do every day for the next year to help you accomplish your dream? Can you devise how you can fit this one thing into your daily schedule? Pursuing our dreams takes discipline, and sometimes it seems like we will never see the results, so we question whether our effort is worth it or not. But pursuing our dreams is not about the results. It's about the action we take, which helps us reach our full potential as we write our own story. And being a role model of discipline and taking action can help us increase our impact on our students and athletes as we grow by 1% and give those young people a better version of ourselves every day.